for allowing us to be this way here and understand what we're saying to us today. Lord, speak to us today. Lord, speak to your word, God, that I may entrust you to continue to rely on you, that we may show you to all the world, God. For we are letters from you, written through your word and through the Spirit of God. The people in the world, God, may see your word and your glory in our lives, O God. We thank you in your name.
Amen.
Amen. So, our theme for the year is strive to show God. And what other part of the theme?
Come
on, show God. We cannot strive to show God without pressing on to know God. The most important thing, the most important part of our theme for this year is to know God more and more. That's why we're studying the Word of God, we're studying the Scripture. And that is what we're going to do today, this morning. We're going to look at the Scripture and see how we can know Him, how we can show Him to the world, because that's our responsibility. That's our job as Christians. Not only to know God, but to show God to all the world. And as Pastor James was telling the kids, we are actually lepers from Christ, lepers from God, that is being read and seen by all men throughout the world. So our job is, we have to make a good job on showing God to all the world. Most Christians don't know how to live like Christians. I remember a story about Gandhi. He was giving the gospel. And one Christian was sharing the gospel to him, and he said, "You know what? I'm not going to be a Christian until I see one." Very challenging. I would say that's a great challenge for all Christians. To all who proclaim to be Christians, to show Christ to the world. The theme that we have for this year, to show Christ to the world. How can we show Christ to the world? What is it that we need to do to strive to show God to the world? In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, we read the text today. And Peter said, there is only one way to show God. And that is to live by the book. Think by what the Scripture says. We love God, especially God, to be able to show God to the world. But the first thing we must do as a Christian is we must love God with all our hearts, mind, and soul. We must love Him as if there's no one else in the world. What does it take to show God to the world? That's what we're going to do. Every time when the Apostle Peter was writing this, he was trying to encourage the Christians because they are being persecuted for being a Christian. You know why they are true Christians? They are different from the other people in the Roman Empire. They are different from what they believe. They are different from what they live as Christians. In other words, they are different. And the Roman Empire don't want any group to be different from them. But they want them to live like the Romans. And so they're being Christian because they are different from the Romans. In the same way today, Christians, true Christians, are being persecuted because they are different from the Romans. And that is what we ought to do. And that is how we ought to live. We should live differently from the world. The question is, how are we going to live differently from the world? Apostle Peter is saying here, that how are we going to pursue a life that is different from the world? In other words, how are we going to focus on in order to lead a life that is different? Or four things that we should pursue, that we should focus on in order to lead a life that is different. A life that is counter-culture. A life that is different. A life that is living against the flow. You know, if you live with the flow, you just live like the world. And there's no difference between the Christians, those who claim to be Christians, and those who are not. So how can we be distinct? How can we be different from the world? The first thing that the Apostle Peter said is, prepare your mind for action. Prepare your mind for action. How many of you here have mind? New creation. Do you know why God gave you mind? God gave us mind because God wants us to think. If a Christian don't think anymore, he just emotionalizes. God gave us mind so that we can think about Him, so that we can treasure Him, so that we can admire His goodness and His faithfulness, and all the things we can admire about God by reading the Scripture, by meditating the Scripture, by allowing the Scripture to be a part of our senses. That's the main reason why God gave us mind, so that we can treasure Him, so that we can worship Him with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our souls, so that we can meditate on Him, and admire Him, and treasure Him, and worship Him. Amen? And Peter said, prepare your minds for action. How do you realize that your mind, you know, is a place where there is a lot of action? Mind for action. Mind is like a sponge. It can almost anything that you allow your mind to absorb. Not even for 24 hours. You think what will happen to you. But just 5 hours or 6 hours. Everything in your mind, you know, comes from what you are watching. And Peter said, this is how you can show God. This is how you can be different from the world. Prepare your mind for action. And what kind of action do you need to do in order to prepare your mind? You know what this Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says? Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is good, acceptable, and perfect with God. The other thing you need to do every day is to wash your mind all those garbage that come to you through television. Renew your mind with the Word of God, that you may know what is good, acceptable, and perfect. For action, there's going to be a wall. You know that we are in spiritual warfare. Your mind is the battlefield. There's a war going on in your mind between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. That there's going to be different kinds of thoughts coming to your mind. Paul said, whatever things are true, whatever things are honorable, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are praiseworthy, he said, meditate on these things. think on this. How important is your mind? Do you know that your mind always, whatever you think, always leads to your behavior? Your thought is. You probably heard the saying, sow a thought, reap a habit. It always starts with a thought. It doesn't start with just, you know, doing those things that you're doing. It started with a thought. When you think about it and think about it continuously, it will lead to behavior. That's how important your thinking. And so the Apostle Peter says, prepare your mind for action. Let your mind get ready. Meaning, your mind should be filled with God's Word, meditate on God's Word, read God's Word, soak yourself with the Word of God. Love the Word of God. Spend time with God's Word. Because that's how you can show God. By loving Him with all your mind, with all your heart. Amen? Mm-hmm. So let's prepare our minds for action. The next thing is an alert spirit. We need a prepared mind. Number two, we need an alert spirit. It says, being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that is brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Of course, all of you men, he knows the meaning of sober, especially if you were a drunk person. Sober means to be alert, to have a clean mind. You know, when you're drunk, how many of you were drunk before? Don't raise your hand. You were fine, ready to do it. You know, when you are drunk, one thing that happens to you is you are not clear-minded. You may still know how to go home. You may still, you know, be able to drive home. But there are things that you don't see or realize because you are not clear-minded. And therefore, if you want to show God, the second thing you need to do is to be sober-minded. Meaning, He wanted us to be alert. He wanted us to have an alert spirit, knowing what's going on around you. Be alert. Think about being drunk from wine, because there are a lot of people who are not strong in the world. He's not just mentioning about wine, because we can be blessed with power. We can be drunk with authority, we can be drunk with relationships, we can be drunk with so many things in the world that we are not only lazy, hasty, but we can become crazy. Things around us today that can make us crazy, hasty, and lazy from the things of God. He's saying, if you want to show God, we must not only prepare our mind, we must also have an alert spirit. It's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's always looking at ways he can bring you down and try to deceive you or deceive me so that we can have an alert spirit. And then the third thing is a distinct behavior. She says, so roll up your sleeves in the deafness. Put your mind in fear. Be totally ready to receive the gift of the Son from Jesus Christ. Don't lazily slip back into the old rules of evil, doing just what you feel like doing. You didn't know any better then, you do not. Distinct behavior. Different from the world. The world is always looking for you to be like them. Looking for ways for you to fall and be like them. But if there is anything that they want to see, they want to see if there's anything different. The way we deal with people, the way we deal with situations that they have been going through, they want to see how you respond. And how we respond to situation like the situation they have been going through, they want to see how you respond. I think the world is looking for a distinct behavior, different behavior from all of us. About Christians having a distinct, what does it mean to have a distinct behavior? Well, the Word of God says, be holy as I am holy. And whenever you hear the word holy, what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about the word holy? A monk, someone who is on the side of the building, that's praying, silent, not doing anything. Is that what you picture whenever you hear the word holy? Where being holy doesn't only mean you do not sin, because in the world today that we are living in, it's almost impossible for you not to fail or sin in our flesh. But the word holy actually means to be separated, to be different, to be on the other side, to be separated from it. To show God we must be different as far as how we respond to different situations. So, is looking for Christians, looking for you and me, to fail. And if we are different, if we rely on God's Word, if we rely on God's Spirit, I believe we can be different in the world. We show God. We must be distinct, not only in our mind, in our thinking, but also in our thinking. Not only a prepared mind, an accountable reality. How many of you know that all of us will, one way or another, face God, give Him an account of our behavior in the world? Someday. And we will give an account of what we have done, whether good or bad, whether we will be rewarded, we will be rewarded or not for our behavior. Of course, not for our salvation, because we have been saved through grace, by grace through faith in God. What is done here on earth will be judged whether we have done what He expected us to do. Another will give an account of our behavior. Says, conduct yourselves with fear. Think that you were ransomed from the inheritance of your forefathers. Think that you are ransomed. You are redeemed from your former way of life. Knowing that you have been saved from grace by grace through faith in Christ. Knowing that you have been taken from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. You were transformed by God. You have been transported from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. He says, have this accountable reality that all of us one day will give an account to God of what we have done. We have given this grace through faith in Christ. All of us will still be based on our behavior, based on that judgment. Think about if you and if others is to conduct yourselves with me throughout your time here at. You know, we are not from here. Though we live in the world, we are not of the world. What he's saying is, as Christians, responsibility is to prepare our minds for action. Get ready every day. Engage our mind with God's Word. Conduct ourselves in fear, knowing the comfortable reality that one day you will be judged by God. All things you did will be judged by God. It will be the basis whether you will receive a reward or not. How can we show God? If we prepare our spirit, if we have an accountable reality that one is God, we will face His judgment. I have to say, what is to show God? All of us have failed one way or another to show God. What need to recruit ourselves? And say, God, this year, I'm going to spend more time with you. I'm going to engage my mind with God's Word more and more. I'm going to meditate on your Word. I'm going to give your Word first place in my heart. That I may prepare my mind for action, because there are going to be a lot of things going on in this world that will keep me from loving you with all my mind. So sometimes we are not alert. There are so many things that keep us from being alert. But he said, let us be ready, because there are in heaven. Let's prepare our mind. Let us Lord, thank you for encouraging us once again for your word. For giving us, O God, instruction on how we can show you to the world. Lord, so we know that all of us one day will give account on what we have done, whether good or evil. But help us to be prepared for that day. Give us an alert spirit. Give us a distinct behavior. Most importantly, let us be aware, realize that God, we will be accountable.